ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Chapter 1, Observing the Armies, Text Number 24. Right? Yeah, the evil-minded son of Dhritarashtra. What was that word? Evil-minded. Dur buddhi. Not buddhi, but dur buddhi. That we did yesterday. Okay. So please repeat the word for word. I'm reading from the word for word because with Sanskrit, if you do word for word, then the word changes completely. And if you put them in sequence, then again it changes. So when you do it word by word, then you have to pronounce it differently. Hare Krishna. Sanjayaha uvacha. No, it's Sanjayaha. Because it's got a dot. Oh, right. Well, I don't know. It's optional? Oh. Okay. Well, if I'm saying it, then you should also say it. If it's optional, then you should just repeat what the speaker is saying. Anyway, that's a general rule, that you just follow the speaker, otherwise it's, you know. Anyway. It's just a detail. But the devil is in the detail, so you know, please pay attention. Evam das uktaha rishikeshaha gudakeshena bharata senayoho ubayoho madye stapajitva Ratta uttamam Sanjay uvacha Evam ukto rishikesho Gudakeshena bharata Senayor vayor majye Stapajidvara tottamam Sanjay uvacha Evam ukto rishikesho Gudakeshena bharata Senayor vayor madye Stapajidvara tottamam Sanjay uvacha Evam ukto rishikesho Gudakeshena bharata Senayor vayor madye Stapajidvara tottamam Sanjay uvacha Evam ukto rishikesho Guru kashena bharata Senayor bayor madye Stapajidvara tottamam Sanjay uvacha Eva mukta rishikesho Gudakeshena bharata Senayor bayor madye Stapajidvara tottamam Sanjay uvacha Eva Muktori Shikesho Gudakeshe Nabharata Senayor Bayor Madje Stapajitvara Totamam Sanjaya Uvacha. Sanjaya said, Evam Das Uktaha addressed Rishikeshaha, Lord Krishna, Gurakeshena, by Arjuna, Bharata, O descendant of Bharat, Senayoho, of the armies, Ubayoho, both, Madhye, in the midst, Stapayitva, placing, Rata Uttamam, the finest chariot. Sanjaya said, O descendant of Bharat, having thus been addressed by Arjuna, Lord Krishna drew up the fine chariot in the midst of the armies of both parties. Purport. In this verse, Arjuna is referred to as Gudakesh. Gudaka means sleep, and one who conquers sleep is called Gudakesha. Sleep also means ignorance. So Arjuna conquered both sleep and ignorance because of his friendship with Krishna. As a great devotee of Krishna, he could not forget Krishna even for a moment, because that is the nature of a devotee. Either in waking or in sleep, a devotee of the Lord can never be free from thinking of Krishna's name, form, qualities, and pastimes. Thus a devotee of Krishna can conquer both sleep and ignorance simply by thinking of Krishna constantly. This is called Krishna consciousness or samadhi. As Rishikesh, or the director of the senses and mind of every living entity, Krishna could understand Arjuna's purpose in placing the chariot in the midst of the armies. Thus he did so and spoke as follows. Om Agyanati Mrandasya Ganam Jana Salakaya Chakshul Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Maha Sri Chaitanya Marobhistang Stapitang Yena Bhutle Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapanantikam Vande Hang Sri Guru Sri Yuti Parakamalam Sri Gurun Vaisnavangscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Saganatam Vitam Dam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitangscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrinda Vanishwari Rishabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Haripriye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanang Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Sanjaya Uvacha Evam Ukto Rishikesho Gudakeshena Bharata Senyor Bhayor Madhye Stapayidvara Tottamam Senior Ubayor Madhye. That is what you should take away from this verse, at least. You put my chariot in the midst of the armies. Senior Ubayor Madhye. Madhye means in the middle, in the midst, here translated. Ubayor means both, and then Senior is the armies. Senior Ubayor Madhye, put them between the armies. Stapa Yidva, place it, the Rat Uttamam, the finest chariot that we discussed, and it is here, Rat, the ultimate Rat, super Rat, super car, because it was donated by Agni. In this verse, Arjuna is referred to as Gudakesh. Gudaka means sleep, and Isha means Lord. Like sometimes they say that the word Jesus comes from this, Isha. I don't know if it's true. Could be true. Sounds the same. So it means like Lord. It's a title. Guda, Gudaka, Isha. So it becomes one word, Gudakesh. Conqueror or Lord of sleep. Sleep also means ignorance. Lokanath Swami explains, ignoring Krishna. So we are ignoring Krishna. This is the problem. Or as Pralananda Maharaj used to say, and I cannot control, you know, this temple. I cannot control these devotees. They're not doing what I want them to do. But I can control my sleeping bag. And this part of the universe I can control. So like that, we take shelter of Maya. We go in ignorance and we ignore all the devotees, all the good advice. We ignore Krishna and we go to sleep. So this is called ignorance. So Arjuna conquered both sleep and ignorance because of his friendship with Krishna. As a great devotee of Krishna, he could not forget Krishna even for a moment, because that is the nature of a devotee. Either in waking or in sleep, a devotee of the Lord can never be free from thinking of Krishna's name, form, qualities, and pastimes. So it almost sounds, you know, we know that Krishna is like supremely sweet, but it almost sounds like a punishment. A devotee of the Lord can never be free, from thinking of the Lord, of Krishna's name, form, qualities, and pastimes. So, at least in the beginning, the idea is that we keep chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, 24 hours. At least when we are awake, mantra should go on. Like Prabhupada used to say that, now I finished my 16 rounds, and he threw away his beat bag, now I can do any damn thing, you know? That this is our tendency. We chant 16 rounds, especially me, finished, die, now I can do something else. You know, so it shouldn't be like that. I mean, it can be a little bit like that, but the idea is that we keep chanting. So that, we should be practicing that. You can see this, I think we just saw it. It's this video from, what's that island called? Mauritius, in Africa. And there's these two gentlemen, like government officials, and Prabhupada is just chanting. You can see he's chanting. He's not listening to what they're saying. And he's just waiting for them to finish. So we should, I mean, of course that we cannot imitate, but the idea is that we all the time keep chanting. And then, naturally, gradually also, you know, if you go to Karuna Maya's classes, because she's always reading from Krishna book, then naturally you'll think of Krishna's pastimes. Should not be forcing. You know, just by reading Krishna book or by going to the classes, you automatically, when you say Hare Krishna, you think of Radhe and Krishna, or you think of Krishna, Hare Rama, Krishna and Balaram. You remember some pastime, like now, you know, Kartik is coming up, Dhammadharastika. So now we'll increase our meditation on Dhammadhar. So then when we chant, we can think of Dhammadhar. name, so that is pastimes. And then the form. I really like that verse. I really like it, but I forgot it. What is it? Yudhya Smarana Yudhya Cha. What is that verse? In the 9th chapter. While you Karishe, what is it? While you do your fighting, Yudhya. Huh? 8:7, yes. So we should think of Krishna's form. Yeah, you can read it. Yeah, so mam anusmara yudhya cha. So this yudhya cha, and this is specifically for Arjuna, but you can fill in anything you want, you know. But the point is, while you do your duty, mam anusmara. Krishna also says in the 9th chapter, man mana, you think of me. Here he is the same, saying the same thing. Mam anusmara. Smara, Prahlad Maharaj says, sravanam kirtanam. What? Not sravanam kirtanam Michael Jackson. No, sravanam kirtanam Vishnu. Smaranam. That is smaranam is also here. Anu smaranam. Anu means, what does anu mean, Karunamai? Remark? Following, right, the path, right? So here, anu smara, go on remembering, like you go on the path, anu smara, You see, like that. Anusmara, Yutyacha, Mam, me, Krishna. So that is the form. We should remember the form of Krishna. So, of course, we are very lucky because, you know, we had Srila Prabhupada instructing all these artists how they should paint Krishna, even up to the color. That, you know, of course, we know from the scripture, from Brahma Sangita, that his bodily color is that of a rain cloud. I personally always imagine it like a dark rain cloud that's hit by the sun. Sometimes it happens. You have this dark rain cloud and the sun hits it. That's the color of Krishna. Because, you know, this Brahman effulgence emanates from his body. So he's always got this effulgence. I mean, of course, it's not really the color of Krishna, because the color of Krishna is the color of Krishna. But that cloud that is hit by the sun, that is, resembles that color. Sham. We don't have to go so much in the Shastra. We can just look at this picture and remember Krishna's form. Pastimes we did, name we did, then qualities. Yeah, that is mainly nectar of devotion. The 64 qualities are listed there, right? I should be prepared like Runimaya. I should have brought my Nectar of Devotion. It's one of my favorite books, very underrated book in ISKCON. It's got all the rules, very important rules, so many offenses. Because you have the 10 offenses against the Holy Name, we all know these 10 offenses. Oh my God, okay. To bless, like I tell you one story before we start this. I had one friend in Amsterdam, and the devotee, he's a little bit, you know, we shall say deviated maybe. I don't know even if deviated is the right word, but anyway. But he used to, when in Amsterdam was really intense, especially when I joined, you know. And there was so much fighting going on, and like arguments, and then he would go, one. Because number one is to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives in propagating the holy names of the Lord. But he would just go, one. If I would start to criticize a devotee, he would just say one, and then we would both start laughing. Or he would also say, ga er niet in. She knows Dutch, she knows what I mean. But it means like, don't get yourself into it. Like the mind, some Kanama Kanrad said, you have a hook mind. So the mind has this tendency to like throw like a fish hook and get in, you know, and then, so, or like a dog, you know. So don't get into it, just try to stay out. Like, I can give you one last realization. Like, everybody has a false ego. That's the nature of the material world. So we should be very careful not to disturb the other person's false ego. You know? They say never underestimate the other man's greed. You know? So similarly, never underestimate the other person's false ego. You know, never. So don't test it. You see, just may everybody here, Prabhupada says, everybody here is sinful. Sinful means false ego, rascal, like that. So never, even if it's like a very advanced devotee, I don't want to give any too detailed descriptions, but don't always keep the respect. Like Bhaktisarana Swami Maharaj, he says, The Vaishnav etiquette is like the ornament of a devotee. So you should always try to maintain, I'm very bad at it because I'm from Amsterdam and then you get familiar, but we should try to maintain it. We should try to maintain it. Anyway, so that's one. You want to do two? Yeah? Okay, we can say it together. Okay, let's go. One, it's the holy of the holy name, and when there is follows. One. To blaspheme the devotees who dedicate their lives in propagating the holy name of the Lord. Two, to blaspheme Vedic literatures or literatures in pursuance of the Vedic version. Three, to disobey the orders of the spiritual master or to consider him an ordinary person. Four, to blaspheme Vedic literatures. Oh, then that wasn't two. Two is the names of Lord Shiva, and to consider the names of Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. Thank you very much. Three, to disobey the orders of the spiritual master. or to consider him an ordinary person. 4. To blaspheme Vedic literatures or literatures in pursuance of the Vedic version. 5. To consider the chanting of Hare Krishna to be imagination. To consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be imagination. 6. To give some interpretation on the holy name of the Lord. 7. To commit sinful activities on the holy name of the Lord. To commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name of the Lord. 8. To consider the chanting of Hare Krishna as one of the auspicious ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas, karma, fruit of activities, karma kanda. 9. To instruct a fatalist person about the glories of the holy name. 10. To not have to maintain material attachments after understanding so many instructions on this matter. It is also an offense to be inattentive while chanting. Every devotee who claims to be a Vaishnav must guard against these offenses. And so, actually, it's not carefully. I mean, I've read it in Nectar of Devotion, and it's guard. And I tell you, when I read that, I thought, actually, it's better. Because if you say carefully guard, you think about carefully. You understand? But if you say guard, then it's more strong. But, I mean, all the devotees say carefully guard, but that's not what's in Nectar of Devotion. I don't know. I've never read it. I've always said carefully guard, but that's not what Prabhupada wrote. Same with consider the spiritual master an ordinary person. That's also not an act of devotion. There's only one nectar of devotion. I mean, there might be several translations of the... Yeah, but I'm just saying that generally we follow that list. And I'm not saying it's wrong, I'm just telling you, of course I've looked it up, and that is not there, and also this thing about carefully, guard, we should guard against these offenses. I mean, for me personally, when I read it, I thought it's more strong, actually. Like if you say, you know, don't take a bath or something, you know, then you think bath, you see? You think bath. The brain works like that, it doesn't register the don't. So maybe the same with carefully guard. Maybe you think of carefully, you know. But you should be thinking of guard. Guard against these offenses. You put on your armor and, you know, you keep these offenses away from you, you know. Don't care about carefully, you know. Just guard it, you know. Just somehow or other hold the fort, you know. Huh? No, I've looked it up. It's in the book. No, I've said it. We can argue about it. I'm just saying, the Charya wrote guard. Well, you can say whatever you want, but you know, I like to follow what Srila Prabhupada wrote. Generally, it's, you know, Prabhupada said, I didn't write these books. So these books are like, for me, perfection. So why mess with perfection, you know? Anyway, just so you know, that's what's written. It's just a part of history. You should know what's written and what's done afterwards. Otherwise, you know, if you start to speculate, then, you know, God knows where we're in 5,000 years, you know. Okay. So there are 16 offenses, but you might not know this, but... Huh? What did I say? 16. Well, maybe there are 16, I don't know. But there's at least 10 written. Vaishnav aparat, or sorry, seva aparat, leads to Vaishnav aparat. So there are 64 offenses against the deity, against deity worship. Like, for instance, bowing down with one hand. It's an offense. Any other things you remember? Yeah, it's like when the king is there, you know, I'm just talking material now. So when the king is there, and some, you know, let's say you're there and you're some royal person, and you have some kingdom or thiefdom, whatever you want to call it, And there's somebody in charge of that area. So normally, you bow down for that person, right? That's the etiquette. But when the king is there and that person comes in, it would be unrespectful if you bow down for him because the king is right there. So you would be giving that person more honor than the king. So it is etiquette. Yeah, it makes sense. Anyway, we can how do you say, give the example by following. That's what we need to do. We need to follow, then that's all you can. Actually, what I learned from Prabhupada, I'm sorry? Yeah, well, I come to that. No. I'll come to that. No. Like I'm preaching to you now. It's not working, you see? You're not listening. So let me finish. I have the mic. Please let me finish. Preaching is not working. I'm preaching to you. You're arguing. I'm giving Bhagavad Gita class. You are haggling me. You know this word, haggling? You're giving me a hard time. So I've proven my point. No, I don't have to let others talk because I'm giving the class. But the point is that you're not listening. No, you're talking to me. So the point is this preaching, you can see it doesn't work. What I learned from Prabhupada, from these memories, is that you need to have love first for the person. Otherwise, nobody's going to listen to you. If you don't love a person, you're not going to listen. So, you know, therefore, all you can do is give the example and then hope that people start to develop love for you. If maybe you are the super-duper devotee, I don't know. But, you know, if you're the super-duper devotee or not, it doesn't matter. All you can do is give the example. Hare Krishna. Anyway, all you can do is give the example. And, like I said, you know, this movement, Prabhupada said, this movement, it's built on love. This whole Varna Ashram system, it's built on love. So the whole society, it needs to be governed by love. Otherwise, it doesn't work. So that's the idea. You know, but when Prabhupada was there, the devotees were doing everything for Prabhupada out of love. He never asked them to wear a dhoti. He never asked them to shave up. They were doing it out of love. So that is really all we can do. But, you know, other than that, we can at least try to follow ourselves. So my point is that seva aparat leads to vaisnava aparat. And the explanation is as follows, that if you do some mistake, then some devotee might point it out to you. And then you might get into an argument. And these arguments generally lead to Vaisnava aparat. It's like the what is it called? The Daksha Yagya? Right? Daksha Yagya? So, you know, there was offenses and counter-offenses, you know. It was a whole mess. So that doesn't work. You know, so so therefore we need to know these 64 offenses also in order to completely avoid any reprimand or conflict. So therefore these 64 was basically seva offenses, they should also be studied and if possible avoided. And like I said, it's better to follow them instead of trying to tell other devotees that they're not following them. They might have their reasons, you never know. Maybe a devotee is like behind with his rounds and he can't be bothered with taking his hand out of his beanbag or whatever. Name, form, qualities. So that I'm getting a little bit deviated. So the qualities of Krishna, besides of all these rules in the nectar of devotees, all his qualities are also given there, 64 qualities of Krishna, right? Am I right? Okay, well, I think I'm right. And besides that, there's all these very intimate pastimes of Krishna, and also description how his body is, like his thighs are like elephant trunks, and his neck, you know, his arms, everything is described. So that we can we can get from, I mean, a little bit also from Krishna book, but if you want really detailed, then you have to go to Nectar of Devotion. There you can find the qualities. Pastimes are more in Krishna book, and then form is from the paintings, and the name, that is practice. Thus a devotee of Krishna can conquer both sleep and ignorance simply by thinking of Krishna constantly. So that's the idea. I mean, we all know you shouldn't sleep too much, nor too little, so you can't force it. I've been forcing it the past few months, and it's not working. It's like a razor's edge, kshurashadharya, something like that. It's the razor's edge. So if you have too much sleep, it's not good. And if you have too little sleep, it's also not good, because generally what will happen if you have too little sleep, you'll crash. And then you'll take like 10 hours of sleep, and then everything is unregulated. So generally it's good to sleep less, but then you should try to maintain it, you know. And if you crash, then it's not good. And you can even crash with a car. That's even worse, because then other devotees are involved, you know. You really don't want to do that. So, so it has to come naturally by this thinking of Krishna. Like Prabhupada explains, like sometimes devotees, they go all like, oh, Raganuga, what is Raganuga? So one definition of Raganuga is like, you can't wait to go to Mangalartik. You get up and you think, jai, I'm going to Mangalartik. It's like Christmas, you know, like when you were young. Then, you know, you couldn't wait to get up for Christmas. So, you know, it should be like that. If it becomes like that, then you're getting some Raganuga. Then that's the beginning of Raganuga. So it has to develop naturally, this thinking of Krishna constantly. Both sleep and ignorance can be conquered. And the idea is that it's a little bit difficult, at least if I look at my own life, but the idea is that we constantly do Krishna activities. So if you look at Prabhupada, he would just play a bhajan in his room all by himself. Or he would read something from Krishna book. Or he would write a letter. Or he would take prasadam. There was no stoppage. I forgot the Sanskrit. It's from Bhagavatam. Perhaps you know. What is it? Yeah, without cessation. What? Huh? No. It's that famous verse that that bhakti is without. Huh? Yeah. That's it. Ahaitakya pratihata. Yeah. So Prabhupada showed that. So like that, if we can do that during the day, and you can do it for a couple of years, like, you know, no maya, then you start to also to dream about Krishna. So then it becomes interesting. Or dream about Prabhupada, which is the same. This is called Krishna consciousness or samadhi. As Rishikesh, or the director of the senses and mind of every living entity, Krishna could understand Arjuna's purpose in placing the chariot in the midst of the armies. Thus he did so and spoke as follows. Yeah, that is the last point. Like, you can be a yogi and this and that and do all kinds of exercises. But the idea is, if you surrender to Krishna, he can direct your senses and mind. And I've noticed personally that if you make offenses, then he kind of withdraws that mercy. But if you just keep calm and, like I said, very regulated, then he'll be he'll be protecting you. He'll protect your senses and your mind. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.